Today's daf is Gittin daf Mem Hey, and we are on Mem Dalet Amud Beis as we finish up the last section relating to Avadim after four or five dafim related to how to deal with Eved Kenan, Avadim Kenanim that one has. We've spoken a lot about La'olam Behem Tavodu, the Mitzvah Saseh a couple of days ago, all the limitations that are put into play in the halacha when there is a mitzvah to be mishachar and eved. What happens if somebody's mishachar their eved and they violate the special knas? If somebody's mishachar their eved to chutz la'aretz or to akum, so that's what we have been talking about, the knas that is put into play by Chazal. So now says the Gemara, another similar related case. Amar Rabbi Avo, two dots, third to last or fourth to last skinny line on Mem Dalet Amid Beis. Amar Rabbi Avo, Shana li Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan taught me Eved sheyatza achar Rabbo l'Surya umach rosham Rabbo. An Eved that follows his master to Surya, and once he gets there, then the master frees him or sells him umach rosham Rabbo yatza lecherus. He's Yosef Lecheirus there too. Why? Because we learned earlier, back on Daf Ches, if you remember, the comparisons between Surya and Eretz Yisrael, and Surya and Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara said, in three ways, Surya is like Eretz Yisrael, and in three ways, Surya is like Chutz La'aretz. And one of the ways that Surya was like Chutz La'aretz is, Hamocher Avdullah Surya, Kamocher L'Chutz La'aretz. That's what we did back on Daf Ches, and we said, we'll come back to it here on Daf Mem Dalet, and here we are. So, if somebody sells, so it's considered L'Chutz La'aretz, and therefore he is included in the knas that he has to be mishachar his eved, and the eved goes free. Vatani Rabbi Chiya ibed es zechuso, but don't we have another brisa that says that the eved lost his own zechus here? It was his own fault. He came to Surya. Lo kasha, kancha das rabo lachsar, kancha ain das rabo lachsar. Well, it depends. You're right, the eved came by his own volition here. It depends what the master had in mind. If the master was just taking a vacation to Surya and he was planning to come back to Eretz Yisrael, and then the Eved went, then the Eved had no idea that he was going to be going for a permanent trip. So therefore, in that case, that's where he is Yosef Lecheirus, because the Rabbo was planning to come back. But in a case where Ein Das Rabbo Lachzar, he left, he made Yerida, and now the Eved follows him, so the Eved should have known if he wasn't coming back, and therefore he does not go free in that case, because it's the Eved was Ebed his own Zuchus. V'atanya, we also learned that a Brice up, a chiluk that supports this. Yotze, ha'eved achar rabbo l'Surya. An eved goes out after his rabbo l'Surya. Yotze, lo sagi delo nafik. What do you mean? He goes out. He has to go out. There's no way that he doesn't go out. Vatnan. The Mishnah we learned at the end of Ksubis. V'ein hakol motzi'in. We spoke about the requirements of going to Eretz Yisrael and not requirements of leaving Eretz Yisrael. Ela yatza. It means yatza, not yotze. Yatza ha'eved achar rabbo l'Surya. Umachra rabbo sham. If an eved follows his master and then the rav sells him there. So it depends. Im das rabbo lachzor kofanoso. If the rav was planning to come back and now he changed his mind and the eved's stuck there kofanoso, then you're kofet, the kone, the one who bought him to be mishachrer. As we said, even though the real isser is on the seller, but the buyer makes it possible, as we're going to have as from in a couple of minutes. V'imein das rabbo lachzor ein kofanoso. But if the rav left and then the eved follows him, so then it's the eved's own fault. He was ma'abed his own zchus, and therefore the master does not have to set him free. Good. That's relating to the issues of Surya. Remember, with the root issue of Surya, part of it was the issue Rashi and Tosfos discussed back on Daf Ches about Kibush Yachid. Kibush Yachid, Shmei Kibush or Lo Shmei Kibush. And we had a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. What exactly was the chisaron of David HaMelech's conquering by Kibush Yachid? Is it that he did it too early? He did it before the rest of Eretz Yisrael was conquered, right? That's one opinion. Or, no, he did it for his own personal expansion of the Malchus. That was what Rashi said there. Number one, Shaloha you call Yisrael biyachad. They weren't all there. And it wasn't nichbash, Lutzara call Yisrael, right? That was the problem. David, lo kavash, elo Lutzarcho. That's what Rashi held. The Tosfos on Amud Aleph, Rashi was on the top of Amud Beis, Tosfos on Amud Aleph, Chesam Aleph, said that no, based on the Sifri, that it was conquered before the rest of Eretz Yisrael proper was conquered. And the idea of expanding the Kedusha to Chutz La'aretz, which is allowed, that's only after Eretz Yisrael completely is conquered. The mashal was given, we mentioned by Rav Soloveitchik, like an overflowing cup of wine. You have to fill it up in order to overflow it. So the Kedusha would overflow as long as the cup was full. But if the cup wasn't full yet, so then the Kedusha cannot stretch. That was the discussion of Kibush Yachid, Shmei Kibush, Lo Shmei Kibush. That's the root of the status of Surya. Good. Amar, fourth line. Amar Avanan. Shamat minei demar Shmuel Tarti. I heard two statements from Shmuel. Chadahach, one relating to this issue of selling your evet to Chutz Laretz, the idach to Idmar, and then another one related to the following. Hamocher sadeu bishnas ha-yovel atzma. If somebody sells their field in Yovel. Bishnas ha-yovel atzma. We know somebody sells their field during the time of Yovel, in year number 27, in year number 42. So then, we know all karka returns back to their original owner in the Yovel year, right, there is shivayon, there is equality. The Torah requires by avadim, by karka, steachuza, by all the restart button. That's what a Yovel really is. It's a restart. Everybody gets back at what they what their family had started with, right? And everybody goes through it, and even though it's hard, and everybody does it. That's the Sefer HaChinuch on the mitzvah of shofar and Yovel. Why do you blow shofar? Because the Chinuch says in his own language, misery loves company. It's hard. It's hard to give up karka and to give up avadim, but if you hear the shofar and you realize everybody else is going through it also, so it makes it a little easier. But that's Yovel. Karka goes back. That's if I sell karka during the period of Yovel. What if I actually sell a piece of land during the Yovel year? What is the halacha there? So that's the case here. Hamocher sadeu bishnasa Yovel atzma machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav amar mechura v'yotza. Rav says, for one split conceptual second, it's a sale, and then it goes back. It goes back, because it's Yovel. So it goes back to the original owner. But for one conceptual second, it goes to the buyer and then goes back to the original owner, and the buyer loses his money. The Shmuel Amar Eina Mechura Kol Likur. Shmuel says, no, it's not sold at all. Doesn't get off the ground. Right, based on the Kal V'Chomer that we'll see. Why? Bechada. Oh, we'll wait with the Kal V'Chomer soon. But that's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So now, this is Rav Anan talking. He says he heard from Shmuel two things. Number one, a statement about selling the Evet to Chutz La'aretz, and one about selling a land in Yovel. And Bechada Hadri Zvini, Ubechada Lo Hadri Zvini. In one of them, says Rav Anan, Shmuel says that the guy gets his money back. The buyer gets his money back, and in one he says he doesn't get his money back. Remember, both of the cases are somewhat illegal or just ineffective. Right, the case of the Knas selling the Eved, that's illegal. Selling the during the Yovel year is ineffective. You're not doing anything wrong, but it just might not work because by Yovel the fields go back. So in one case Shmuel says you can get your money back, and one say not. But lo yadane minayu, and I'm not sure exactly which one where he said what. Rashi here is Meir that if Shmuel, by the case of Yovel, says that you don't get your money back, then l'may nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel. Rav also says it's sold for a split second and then goes back and you don't get your money back. So if Shmuel, the case that he says you don't get your money back is the case of selling the field during Yovel, then l'may nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel. Rashi says if when you sold the field, you also put some metaltalin on the field and to sell it with kinyan agav, and then it goes back, so the metaltalin are nikna. Meaning, there was a sale for a conceptual second, and then it wasn't, but anything that was affected by that sale would be effective. So that could be enough. Nafkamina. Shmuel still says the sale did not go through at all. And if you had tried to do a kinyan agav and sell some metaltalin along with a karka, then it would not work because there was no sale. So that could be enough. Nafkamina, even if Shmuel says that the karka in Yovel case is the case where you don't get your money back. So that's what Rav Anan says. Amar Rav Yosef Nechzi Anan. So Rav Yosef now says, well, we'll figure it out. Midatani bebraisa. The braisa says, Hamochar Abdullah Chutz La'aretz. Yatza Lacherus. Vitzarek et Shichur Meirabo Sheni. Right, the braisa that we supported up top. On by the two dots. If somebody sells their Evet Chutz La'aretz, he goes free. And you demand a Shtar Shichur from the second master. From the second master? Shmamina Kanye Rabo Sheni. Velo Hadri Zvini. So it must be that the Rabo Sheni is Kone the Eved, if he is writing the Shtar Shichur, v'lo Hadri Zvini, And it must be that he loses his money. Why? Because if he didn't lose his money, so and he has the money, so why don't you just go back to the Rabbo Rishon and force the Shichrur? If you're forcing the Rabbo Sheni, as Rashi says in the second to last line, Kanye Rabbo Sheni v'ibid ma'osav, dihadar zvini, the Rabbo Rishon Kanye, but if he gives back the money, so lam li l'sheni l'shachra, ha'av l'on l'akov is a Rishon, she'isuro alav. If he did the Isser, if everything is equal right now. So it must be, says Rav Yosef, that the case of the Eved is where he loses the money. V'chiyamar Shmuel, back to the Gemara, Hasam, Eina Mechura, Umoz Chozrin. And what about the case of Yovel? That's the case where Shmuel says that you do, the money does go back. You try to sell, it's not a sale, but the buyer gets his money back. Says the Gemara, V'rav Anan, Braisa Lo Shamyalei. And Rav Anan says, must not have known about the Braisa. He didn't know about the Braisa to be Medayik like Rav Yosef was. V'i mida Shmuel. How about the Lashon of Shmuel? Shmuel says, Eina Mechura kol Iker. Doesn't that Lashon sound like nothing gets off the ground? And of course he gets the money back. Moos Chosvin, so why wouldn't he be Medayik from the language of Shmuel? V'i mida Shmuel. Mi mai deina Mechura umoos Chosvin. Dilma Eina Mechura umoos Mataninu. You're right, it's totally ineffective. But that doesn't mean that the money would not go back. Maybe the money would go back. Maybe the money wouldn't go back. Similar to the following case. If a man goes over to his sister and gives her a diamond ring and says, Hari HaMekudesh, leave it to Bazuk, that's Moshe of Yisrael. Then what? Right? We say, Machlokes. Who keeps the ring? De Itmar, HaMekadish HaZachoso, Rav Amar, Moos Chozrin. The money goes back because what you did was meaningless. Shmuel Amar Moos Matana. And Shmuel says, no, the money is a Matana for my sister, right? I try to marry her, but instead the money goes to her. So you see there, even if something is ineffective, it could be we would say the money stays where it is, Moos Matana. And therefore, so, similarly, maybe that's what Shmuel would mean here, and that's why Rav Anan was not Medayik in his Lashon. From his language of Eina Mechura, kol Iker. Tosfos does point out on top that there could be a difference between the case of Achoso case and the case of Yovel case. Ulefi ha'emes yesh l'chalik. You could have been mechalik between the cases. Delo shayach hasam l'meimar adam yodeya. K'mo b'mekadish Achoso. D'harav ka'amar d'mechura v'yotza. Tosfos already points out there is another shita out there by Rav. Right, by the case of Yovel, unlike by sister. Why? Tosfos says, everybody knows you can't marry your sister. That's obvious. And if somebody's doing it, it must be that they actually might want to give their sister a present. Because everybody realizes that what they're doing is meaningless. By Yovel, not everybody knows. So that's how there can be even be another Shita of Mechura V'yotza, according to Rav. Not everybody knows. Not everybody knows what? Not everybody knows the general halacha at all of Yovel the Karka going back. The Ramban here says, not everybody realizes the Pratim. They might realize that Karka goes back, they go to Shul, they hear the laning, but not everybody realizes that if you sell your field during Yovel, that also, right, it's all about the details, says the Ramban. Right, the Rashba says here, maybe you don't know anything, but the Ramban says, maybe you would know some, Hasam Adam Yodeya, She'in Kedushin Bachoso, Avol Kan To'eh, V'sover Shekana. Shekfar Shavu Ish Elachuzaso Vishubina Mashabin Yovel Zeh. Right, people might think that the beginning of Yovel is the crucial moment. At that moment, we know the first 10 days, we have Shana Yom Kippur, there's a limbo period, and all the fields go back then. But now it's already the next cycle. So that's why it's the middle of Yovel. So I've started again. Inami Toy Bidavar Visavar de Mukhur Vachozerasi. Or they think like Rav. But either way, so the case of the sister is a more obvious case according to the Rishon. Okay, so let's continue. Amalei Abayel Rav Yosef, my chazis de kansinan lilokeach, niknesei lamocher. Why are we kones? Why do we fine the lokeach by the mechira of the eved, and we force the lokeach, as we just said in the brisa, to be meshachrer the eved? Why don't we focus on the seller? Isn't he the one that violated? Amalei. Says the Gemara, B'derach Mashal, Lav Achbara Ganav Elachura Ganav. A mouse can't steal without the hole. Right? If there's no hole for the mouse to run into, so then the mouse is not going to be able to take the piece of cheese. So too here, if the seller would not have the buyer to buy the Eved, so then he wouldn't be able to accomplish what he's trying to accomplish. Says the Gemara back, Amar Lei, Lav Achbara Chura Minale. But the hole's not going to bother you if there's no mouse. right? So the mouse does the ikker, that the hole just allows the mouse, who is the real player. See here too, it's the seller that's the problem. It's just that the lokeach is like the hole. So says the Gemara, okay, both sides make sense, meaning there's an element of responsibility to each. So therefore, we say mistavra, a different svara. Hecha deika isura hasam katsidan. Where's the isser now? Where's the isser now? Meaning the eved's by the buyer. So if the eved's by a buyer, that's why we focus on him, right? Whether we find that concept in various contexts, the Sharam Sarah Balacha here quotes kan nimsu kan hayu. There are a couple of ideas where the svaras make sense both ways. So you just go where the problem is right now, and in that way you we deal with the buyer in that way. If you look at the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha in Ilchas Avadim, the Mefarshim point out, for some reason he quotes the svara of the Havamina. When the Rambam quotes this halacha, the Rambam says, Hamocher Abdo Lechutzlaritz Yatza Ben Chorin. V'kofen es Rabo Hasheni Lechtov Lo Get Shichwer V'Avdo Hadamim. And he loses his money. Umipnei Ma Kansu Kana Lokeach Levado. Why do we find the buyer, right? The seller was one that violated. She'ilu Lo Lokach Zeh Lo Yatza Eve Lechutzlaritz. If this guy wouldn't have bought it, then he wouldn't have gone out, which is the Avamina. He's quoting the Lav Achra Ganav, Ela Chura Ganav, right? So the Radvaz, it's quoted in the back, in the Likutim, in the Frankel Rambam, he's bothered why the Rambam doesn't, you know, quote the Maskana. Unless you say, the Radvaz says, it must be that the Maskana is coming to be Mefaresh, the Havamina, right? It's not a separate answer here. It's that the Chor caused him, and the Raya to that is that the Eved is there right now. Right, it's not a separate answer, right? After all, it doesn't say the word Ella here. Ella always gives away when there's a new stage of the Gemara answer. Here it just says Mistavra. So Mistavra, according to the Radvaz, according to the Rambam, is now explaining why the first Svara is stronger than the second Svara. And that's why we're Kone. So that's how the Rambam could explain the din based on the Havamina reason and not the Maskana reason, as we would have thought. Good. Hahu Avda, third wide line. There was an Eved Kenani that himself, right, we've been talking about selling and buying, but now we're talking about he ran himself. He ran to Eretz Yisrael. Ozal Mare Abasre. His master runs after him. What are you running to Eretz Yisrael for? Ozal Lekamed Rabbi Ami. Omerle comes in front of Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami says to him, Nichtov Lecha Shtara Adme, we're going to write you an IOU. We'll write you a shtar on the value of the Eved, the Kasuv Le Gita de Cherusa. Be Meshachar him. He's just run to Eretz Yisrael. But you're right, he can't cause you a loss, so he owes you the money. He owes you his value, and he's going to pay you back. Ve'ilo, and if you don't listen to me to do this, Mavkana Le Minach. I'm just going to be motzi him from you anyway. Why? Because it's based on a pasuk. The pasuk tells us that if an eved runs to Eretz Yisrael, so then that's it. He gets to stay there. Midr Rabbi Achi b'Rabbi Yoshia, based on the following drasha. D'tanya, we're going to have a couple of drashas, but the maskana, the last drasha, is going to be this halacha. This halacha of not giving back an eved Kenani that runs to Eretz Yisrael to his master. Right, but first we're going to have a couple of other suggestions. D'tanya, the brisa says as follows. The pasuk tells us Lo Yeshvu ba'artzecha. You shall not let certain other nations live in the Eretz Canaan. Right, Rashi says this pasuk is by the Shiva Umos. They will cause you to sin. They are Oved Avodah Zarah, right? Their chevra is not an appropriate chevra for you to be in, so you have to drive them out. Vigomer. Yachol ba'ovid kochavim. What's the pasuk talking about? Yachol ba'ovid kochavim. Shekibel alav shelo lavod avodas kochavim akasim adaber. You might think that we're talking about an avodas ovid kochavim that left his avodas zara, left, and therefore those are the ones that you are not allowed to give back to. So Tama Loma, the Pasuk says elsewhere in Kiseitse, we're putting together middle of Mishpatim to Kiseitse, Lo Saskir Eved El Adonav, Ashel Yinotzele Lecha, Me'im Adonav, and we're darshening this Pasuk, talking about an Eved Kenani that left his Avodah Zarah. El Adonav, Rashi says, Al Totsi'u Mibeinechem Lahashivu La'avodas Kochavim Shelo. Right, don't give him back. Lo, don't give the Eved back to his master, really means to the Avodah Zarah, Asher Yinatzel Elecha Mi'im Adonav, that he ran to you. My takana. So rather, what should you do? The pasuk continues. Imcha yeshi bekir becha vegomer. He should stay with you. If an eved runs away, so if akasha leil Rabbi Yoshi, if the Ovi Kochavim separates from his Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, the maskan is going to be what's important for us. Vekash leil Rabbi Yoshi. Rabbi Yoshi did not like that drusha of the pasuk. Why? Hai me'im Adonav, me'im, you see on the side, Elohav mi'bailei. What do you mean Adonav or of? It should say his gods. He left his gods, then he doesn't have the same status as the other nations that were still there that you're warned about in Shmos. So, Ella, rather, this pasuk in Kiseitse must mean as follows. Try number two. Ella Amar Rabbi Yoshia b'mocher avdo l'chutz la'aretz akasa medaber. It's relating to this knas derabanan that we have been talking about the past couple of days about selling your eved to chutz la'aretz. Maybe that's what it's referring to. Of lo sasker eved al adonav. Don't do that. V'kash le'er Rabbi Achi b'Rabbi Yoshia, but his son, Rav Achi, the son of Rav Yoshia, doesn't like his father's drasha. Hi, asher yinatzel elecha, asher yinatzel me'imach mi'ba'ilei. He ran away from you, not to you. And here it says, to you in the pasuk. That can't be what the pasuk's referring to. So, Ella the maskana. What is the pasuk talking about? Ella amar Rav Achi b'Rav Yoshia, be'eved shebarach mechutz la'aretz, la'aretz akasam adaber. This pasuk of Lo Saskir is referring specifically to a case where an Eved Kanani runs from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to give him back. Don't give him back to his master in Chutz La'aretz. Make that you don't want to cause that master a loss. So you make the Eved write a shtar, Admei, and in that way the Eved stays in Eretz Yisrael. Period. And this is counted as a separate mitzvah Lo Sasei Daraisa. The Sefer HaChinuch, Tav Kuf Samaches, counts this in Kitzeitze, one of the 613. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo Shenimnanu, Shelo Lahashiv Eved, Shebarach Me Adonav, Mechutz La'aretz La'aretz Yisrael, Afilo Adonav Yisrael, Lo Neshivei Olav, even if the Rav is Jewish, you can't give him back, Avol Neshachru Oso, we free him, V'nichto B'damav Chov Al Atzmo, Al Zenem, Arlo Saskir Eved, Al Adonav, that's the case, V'cheinu B'meseches Gittin, this is the source for this mitzvah, today's daf. Right, Lo Sasei, one of the 365, if an Eved Kanani, mitzvah that's not Shayach Bizman Hazeh, there's no status of Eved Kanani Bizman Hazeh, but if an Eved Kanani would ever run away to Chutz La'aretz, from a Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, he stays there. And we write a Shtar Admei, Shavar Musham Shadin Bo Shenechta Shtar B'dam Avalav, V'nechtav Lo Get Cheirus, V'lo Nashi Ve'ol Avoda B'shem Panim. Bavur, why? Says the Chinuch, Shenichnas B'bik'a HaTahora, HaNifcheres La'avod B'Hashem Yizbarach. He's on the land that he gets to serve his real Adon, the Avoda on the Eretz HaNefcheres, and therefore we don't give him back. And the Rambam paskins this way. If you look in the Rambam in Paraches, Halacha Tes of Hilchas Avadim, the Rambam quotes this halacha. The Rambam says, Eved Sha'amar La'alos La'aretz Yisrael, Kofen Esrabo, even if he says, I'm going, you let him go. It's not that, oh, once he jumps in here. Eved Shab Amar La'alos La'aretz Yisrael, based on the Mishnah, it's also the end of Ksubis. Kofen Esrabo La'alos Imo. O Yimkaro Sola Misha Ya'aleh Olasham. You have to force the master either to sell him, to free him, or to make Aliyah with him, or to sell him to somebody who's making Aliyah. Ratza Ha'adon La'tez L'chutz La'aretz. Eino Yachal La'otzi Yas Abdo Asha Yirtza Ha'eved. V'din Zeh. And the Rambam adds in one line, just in case you aren't sure. V'din Zeh B'chol Zman Afilu Bizman Hazeh She'ha'eretz B'yad Goyim. The Rambam adds in that line. And this applies even Bizman Hazeh. This Rambam is one of the rayas against the Megillas Esther. What's the Megillas Esther? One of the many mysteries of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs is why he does not count the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael as a separate mitzvah, an independent mitzvah. So the Megillas Esther, one of the great commentaries on the Rambam, says, oh, because the Rambam must think that the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael does not apply Bizman Hazeh. It only applied in the times of Yoshua, and it'll apply again by Moshe Mashiach, but not anymore. The Rambam must think that. That's the Megillas Esther. But Rove Achronim assume against that Megillas Esther because of the Rambam himself. The Rambam himself quotes many halachas that are dependent on the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, and he emphasizes that it applies even Bizman Hazeh. Like here, Perachas Halacha Tes. our Rambam, Hilchas Avadim, right? He quotes that. And also, this is the second one we've had in this Masechta. Remember back in the first parak, we had the case of Kosvin Alav Ono, Afilu B'Shabbos. You could Amir La'akum, I could tell a goy to write a star, Mecher, or a star, Kinyan for me. Ches Amid Beis. Amir La'akum, Shvus, Misham Yishav Eretz Yisrael, Agazur Rabbanan. Back in the Ches Amid Beis in the first parak. The Rambam also quotes that halacha. So it's clear, and the Rambam quotes all the halachas at the end, all the stories at the end of Masechas Ksubis about the Amoraim rolling around in the dust of Eretz Yisrael, and the Agadot is related. So it's clear, the Rambam holds, that there's a mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael afilu bizman hazeh. He says it beferish. The shaila is, why doesn't he quote it as a separate independent mitzvah like the Ramban does? So there are many approaches to that, as we have discussed in other times. Maybe it's included in the mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrimim. That's what the Avnei Nezer says. You have to drive out the people of Eretz Yisrael. Drive out the other nations. Why? Just to drive them out and then go live somewhere else? No. It's a mitzvah of driving them out. Or, Rav Schechter suggested, maybe it's included in the mitzvah of Hakamas Melech, right, appointing a king. That means appointing a king in Eretz Yisrael. That's part one of the mitzvahs there. And setting up a society there. And there are other suggestions as well, where it is, what it is included in. But it's related to this Isser, learned that from our Gemara, of not returning one's Eved to Chutz La'aretz when they run. If you look in the Aznayim LaTorah, he also has a beautiful idea, where, again, the Pasuk says, Lo saskir Eved el Adonav, asher yinatzel elecha me'im Adonav, says the Rav Sarutskin. He quotes our Gemara, Gittin Memhei, and then he says, Aleinu lishtadel shekabal adono mimenu shtarchov bedama vashetaseg yado. Good. And then he says, She venire, she ha ramba medayik me ha'amor asher yinatzel elecha mi'im adonav. Don't give him back, the Pasuk says, because he ran to you from his master. She kavanas ha'eved ha'isa l'shem shamayim. It must be this Eved has great motives as running to Eretz Yisrael. Kedei l'kayem es mitzvos ha'tulios ba'aretz, u'leficha chitzel et asmo mi'im Adonav. Why? Because, shelu haya boreach me'adono, ha'machbides ulo alav, if he really was just running away because he was working too hard for the master, and he just wanted to get away, he wouldn't come to Eretz Yisrael. There are more obligations and more mitzvos. He'd run to some other country if he's just running away. Right? Why'd he come here? It must be L'Shem Shamayim. Haya boreach le'iza eretz acheres, k'dei lifrok me'alav, ol adonav, ol malchus shamayim gam yachad. V'imu bachar b'tzion, hari bachar gam b'shochein b'tzion. Ba'am ha'yoshev b'tzion u'b'toraso. And that's the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph. Ger zeh shebarach la'aretz, harehu ger tzedek. Umikivan sha'amru, habalatar mesayinoso, mechuyavim anu lehishtadel b'shichuro, k'dei sheyechai b'mitzvos ke'ish, Vloki Isha mi Yisrael, Bikivishu Hiskala Misalavo Mitzvos Atulias Ba'aretz, Vabat Ba'matarats Mo Ma'at, Mitarin Oso Harbe. So this is a mitzvah that we could even learn a lot from, the mitzvah of running away. There is a Machlokes, Rambam, and Rush here. How Meshuchrar is he automatically here? The Mirchas Chinuch discusses this mitzvah, whether the Adon can sell him like an Eved in Eretz Yisrael. Right, what if the Adon, or keep him, what if the Adon said, okay, I'll make Aliyah too? The Eved already ran here. So could the Adon have him as an Eved Kenani in Eretz Yisrael, or is he totally free and he has to be Meshachar him? So the Rambam seems to say that he's totally free. Mavur Bidvarav says the Minchas Chinuch. Talav davka lashivo al Adonav l'chutz la'aretz. Rakzir zakatzev delay shivenu la'avdus, ki enu Eved klal. V'yafilu rabo rotzel l'machro b'Eretz Yisrael la'acher. Osha rabo holech ba'atzmo l'Eretz Yisrael. Asur, ki nifka amimenu ha'avdus ha'pigzeres ha'kasif. Right, that's the Rambam. And the Minchas Chinuch points out that the Rush is not so simple. Right, it could be that if the Rav is going to want to make Aliyah, then he could have him as an Eved Kenani here. Just like, what if they both decide together? Right, it doesn't automatically, make you lose the Eved Kenani. Okay, continue. Let's continue. Tanya Idach. We have another Bryce that also supports this. Losasker Eved Adonav, Rabbi Omer, Bilokech Eved, Amanas L'Shachar, Akaz Medaber. Different shot of what that pasuk means. It's about if I buy an Eved with in mind to be Meshachar him, I have to be Meshachar him. Hey Chidami, I'm Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak, the Kasav Lei. How do you buy an Eved Amanas? Because he wrote to him, Hachi, L'Kishe Echacha, when I buy you, Harei Atzmecha Kani L'Chamei Achshav. I'm letting you free. And Rashi says this is related to the sugya of Makna Davar Shelo Bala Olam, right? It's related to the Shita of Rabbi Meir. And that is that wine. Rav Chisda Arak Le'avda LeBeikusai. Rav Chisda's Eved ran to Beikusai. Beikusai was a place in Chutz La'aretz. Rav Chisda was in Bavel, so he ran from one place in Bavel to another place in Chutz La'aretz. Shalach Lehu Hadru Anieli. He said to them, please send me back my Eved. Shalchulei Losasker Eved Aladonov. What do you mean? The Pasik. We can't send him back. So, we'll skip the parentheses. Shalach lahu, ahu be'evet, shabarach mechutz la'aretz la'aretz. Ukdreb chia kidurebi achai b'reb Yoshia. You guys are wrong. That only applies if somebody goes from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Not from chutz la'aretz to chutz la'aretz. So please send me back my eved. Why did Rav Chisda choose to send them based on Reb Chia bar Oshia's understanding of the pasuk and not, let's say, Rebbe's? Right, they're both different than how these kusayim were darshaning the pasuk. So why did he choose that one? Mishum demashmelu cry, because they were kusim that only believed in Torah Shebichsaf. Right, and therefore he wanted to send them something that was close to the simple pshat of the pasuk. Period. Abaya irkas lechamra bekusay. Abaya lost his donkey. Shalach lehu shadruoli shalchule. They sent back to him. Shalach simana. Please send Simanim. You know, you have any identifying characteristics on the donkey? Shalach Lui sends to them the Chivarta Krese. Its belly is white. It has some white marks on the belly. Shalchulei. Ilav the Nachmeni. If you wouldn't be Nachmeni, and we mentioned the Machlokas we've shown him already in this Masechta, was his real name Abaya or Nachmeni? Machlokas. Ilav the Nachmeni. Lo avi mishadarno le nialech. We wouldn't send it to you. Why? Atikuli chami lavkur srayo chivrininu. All donkeys have white bellies. Right, this isn't something unique, but because you're Abaya, we'll send it to you. Period. Says the next Mishnah. Ain't Podenas Ashvuyin Yasrak Lidimeyan. Major topic. Mibne Tikana Olam. We don't redeem captives for more than their value. Mibne Tikana Olam, we'll see exactly what that means, but Pashas is that we don't want to make we don't want to make all of the Jewish nation broke, and therefore there are limitations. What does k'dei demehen mean? More than their value. So Rashi in Ksuba says it means the value that they can be sold as an eved. The Rashi, the Meiri here says no, it means based on who they are. You know, more chashiv, more rich, you might have to pay more, but not more than that. No, yes, or al k'dei demehen. If you look in the Radvaz, if there's any mucker on this sugya that you got to do, it's the Radvaz and the Tshuva. The 40th Tshuva, Chelek Aleph, all the way at the beginning, Simen Mem. The Radvaz has a Tshuva where he was asked, how is it that we Jews, Rachman al-Aslan, maybe it was more common then, right, that we Jews redeem Shvuyim for a lot more money? We spend a lot of money to redeem our Shvuyim. Why is that? The Radvaz was asked in Egypt in the 1500s. So the Radvaz, first of all, says the pshat of this Mishnah of Demeyem does not mean what we've suggested, but rather what it means is more than the value of non-Jewish captives. K'dei Demeyem of all captives. Jews shouldn't be paying more than non-Jews for their captives. That's what it means. And non-Jews are also paying a lot, but he says, Kfar Nagu kol Yisrael, Liftos, Ashvuyim, Yosem, K'dei Demeyem. Jews pay more. Hanim Karim Bashuk. Shahari Zakin Okatan. He ain't Shavu Bishuk Yoser. May Esrim Dinarim. Upodon Osambakufo Yoser. Harani Ron Bismanazer. Shashavoy Menim Yosem Lachanchila Bishvil Yisrael. The pirates out there don't go out to get Jews in the days of the Radvaz. Elo Chomi Shayimsu. Hilkach Afilo Shapodon Osam Yosem. Yimash Shavu Bashuk. Kiva Shapodon Osam Yosem. Shapodon Shar Akum. Mutter. Vahanach Lamli Yisrael. Leave the Jews alone. Shain Gomle Chesed B'nei Gomle Chesed. Right, they're gomle chesed, and therefore, if they go out of their way, this is what they do. And then he says, "V'cholamar ben lemesasek b'mitzvah zu areiz meshubach." And there are a couple of reasons why. Then he goes into why they spend more money. Maybe he's a chacham, or he's a potential chacham. Maybe they are children who they are going to make not from. And that you spend even more money. That's not what we're talking about here. Yeshbem ktanim yavir maladas nimsa sheinon upodin ela hadas uvedera klal kofenos on the chal shabasos imodos umiasrinos on biyisurim kashim imaves. And therefore he says hanach lem liyisrael viachziku b'mida kiven sheim smeichim v'sasim ba yesh b'lehem bazeh schar gadol. And then he says anyway, you're not forcing anybody. Everybody's volunteering. And that's not what's spoken about in the Gemara with the limitations. That is only about how much do you force society to come up with. So Back to the Mishnah. So we don't redeem shvuyim for more than their value, all the different pshatim, what that means. Ve'en mavrichin etz ha-shvuyim, mebnei tikkun ha-olam. Also, we don't help the shvuyim escape because of tikkun ha-olam. We'll see what that means. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, mebnei takanis ha-shvuyim. Because of the takana of those who are left in the jail, not the ones that got out. So we'll see what the nafkamin is between those two. Ibai lehu. Hai mibnei tikkun ha-olam. What does tikkun ha-olam mean in the first line? We don't redeem shvuyim for too much. Why? Mishum doka d'tziburahu is because we don't want to bankrupt the society. Because if you spend too much, then they're just gonna go broke. Oh, Dilma, mishum deligru v'valai sutve. Or the issue is that if we spend a lot of money, then the pirates, the captors are gonna see, hey, Jews pay a lot of money, and then they're gonna do it again. Rachmana litzlan. Which is it? So Tashma Delevi Bardarga Parkala Barte Betzlaser Alfi didn't resolve. So you see, he redeemed his daughter for an exorbitant amount. Meaning, so you see, the issue is society. And if he's ready to pay a lot of money personally, then it's okay. Says the Gemara Amar Abaya, Uman Lemalan de Bertor Chachamim Avad. Tilma Shlomer Zor Chacham Avad. Who said he did the right thing? Who said the Chacham would have told him to do it? He did it. But who says that is what we would have demanded? If you look in Tosfos here says, there are other stories in Ksubis that somebody was redeemed for a lot more. Maybe, personally, there's no limit. As we'll see soon. A person himself can spend as much money as he wants. It's for himself. Or for his wife. Tosa says, Shiny Ishto, Tahavi Kagufo. Yoser mi bito tahacha. Ishto Kagufo. So it's like returning, redeeming yourself where there's no limit. V'yal atzmo lo tiknu. Shalo yitin kol asher lo ba'an nafsho. For himself. And then he says, what about the story in Gittin that we'll have Beshem in a couple of days? Lefishaya Muflag Bachachma. Well, Talmud Chacham is different. Where did this come up? Rav Schechter discusses this in Bikvei Hatzon. If you're going to look it up on page Reish Vav, Reish Zayin, when Rav Huttner was taken captive. Right? He was on one of the hijacked flights in the early 80s. And there was a whole discussion, he quotes there, about, you know, what to do in this case. And what to do in this case. And he quoted from, he quotes there from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. There was a whole discussion based on this Tosfos. He's a Chacham. You have to redeem him even more. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, all these halachas don't apply right now. Why? Because during Milchama, you don't have these laws. Because during Milchama, any money that you give them is going to be used to for the war against you. And said Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, we're in a state of war. What do you mean we're in a state of war? So he says, "De ena cheshbon azet so de klal da kolach dina de pidyon shvuyim less ela b'shas shalom, ava b'shas melchama yef shalomer de mechuyavim lahafsik milulchem amnas liftos as a shvuyim, because they want the money to use against us." And he says, "Kol melchamo since 1948, it's all been considered a shas melchama." And therefore, it's not like we're at peace. We've never been at peace. Rachmana litzlan. V'nipsa shakala melchamos v'kala afros v'kala mehumos sh'orchem aravim ad yameinu v'ad bechlau ha'kol hemshech me'osa melchama rishona melchemet ha'shechrur. V'hayosha medinas Yisrael haisa there in Tavshin Lam in 1970 b'matzav shel melchama 1970 asur haya limsor ha'ksafim l'misrad ha'chutz shel atod ha'brit amras l'masram l'terroristim. He continues from quoting from Yaakov Kamenetsky. He says, shas melchama, these laws don't apply. And therefore, even though, yes, Talmud Chacham, B'shas Shalom, you might have different rules, but not at Shas Melchama. Okay, there's a lot more there. Feel free to look at more of the history books. Okay? Weiter. We continue. What's the difference? The first, the Tanakh says, you don't help them escape because of Tikkun Olam. They're gonna cause problems for us if we help them. Or is it for the ones that are left behind? If there's only one and there's nobody left behind, then the second opinion does not say their opinion. Bante de Rav Nachman Bachshan Kedera. The daughters of Rav Nachman used to stir their soup with their hands. With their hands, they didn't use ladles, they didn't use spoons, they used to use it with their hands, biyadayu. Unbelievably, it was boiling hot. The Sharem son of Balacha here notes, is there blia from a Baal Chai? He discusses, never thought about it. Right, if a human being sticks their hand in a boiling pot, is there blia? A Baal Chai is not kosher. Right, is it Isra Aseh at least? So, anyway. V'kash le Rav Ilush. So Rav Ilush saw this and he says, Ksiv adam echan me elef matzasi. I found one man, v'isha, v'chalei lelo matzasi. He said, I didn't find one righteous woman. What do you mean? What about the daughters of Rav Nachman? You see, right? They must be righteous if this nace is performed for them. There are other stories about righteous women in the Gemara. The Rishash here mentions the story of Mar Ukva and his wife, who jumped into the oven, and his wife was even more righteous. He stood on his wife's feet. Either way, Garmaluhu Milsa Vishtabin Vishtabe Iunami Badayu. What happens? Rav Nachman was captured, and these girls were captured too. Yomachad Avi Yosef Gabeyahu Gavra, Davi Yadeh Belusha Desipori. Fascinating story. There was a man that was sitting next to Rav Nachman who knew the language of birds. It was like Shlomo HaMelech. He could understand birds. Asa Urva Vikakarile. There was a raven that came and started talking to this man. Amarle, my Kamar. He said, what's he saying? Amarle, Ilish Barach, Ilish Barach. He's saying that it was the daughters of Rav Nachman and Rav Ilish who was captured. Rav Ilish was captured along with Rav Nachman's daughters. So there was a raven that said, hey, Ilish, run away, Ilish, run away. Omar says, Rav Ilish, Urva Shikrahu. Ravens lie. Velosa Michalai, you can't rely on ravens. So I'm not running out. I don't trust them. Adahachi, meanwhile, Asa Yonav Akakarya. A dove came along and started talking to this man. Omarle, my Kabra, what's the dove saying? Omarle, Ilish Brach, Ilish Brach. Ilish, run away. Omar, so now Rav Ilish says, Knesset Yisrael Kiyona Misila. Knesset Yisrael is compared to a dove. Right, like remember in the Elisha Bach and Afayim story, the tefillin changed it to the wings of a dove. Shema mina, Misrachish Lenisa. It must be that Hashem is telling me that there's going to be a nace. Omar, he says, Ezel. So he says, I'm going out, but just before I leave, I'm going to go check on the daughters of Rav Nachman. Ezel, Echsi, Banti, Rav Nachman, he kaime behem nusayu, ahadrinu. If they're still Ne'aman, if they're still in their righteousness, so you know what? I'll bring him back with me. Omar, Nashi, Kalmili, Dislahu, Sadron, Lahadadi, Bebesakise. When women want to speak privately, they go near the bathroom. So you know what? I'm going to go listen outside the bathroom to see if I hear them talking. Shaminu de Ka'amrin, I heard them say, Ade Guvrin, Venardai Guvrin. We had husbands back at home, and these people are our husbands. Lemelu l'shuvuyayu, delirchakinu mehacha. Let's tell our captors to go away from here, delolesi inshin, velishmu velifrakino, so our husbands can never find us. Meaning they had given up. Kam Arak, so Rav Ilish heard that, he says, okay, I'm leaving. Kamarak, he got up and ran away. Asa Iubahu Gavra, so he and this man who understood the birds were running out. Lididayas Rachash Lenisa, Avar Bemavra, Vyahu Gavra Ashkuhuba Katlua. He made it out, but this man who understood the birds, you know, did not make it out for some reason. Kihadrin Va'asin, and when he came back, he says, it must be that they weren't so righteous. That wasn't the reason that their hands were stirring the pot, but rather having Kabakshin Kidra Bikshafim. It must have been magic, and therefore they were able to do it. Okay, there's a lot of symbolism here. Just to mention one fascinating point. Right, isn't this Nichush? That's a big discussion. Right, Lo Sanachashu. But if you look in Rabbi Kiva Eger here, the Gilyoni Hashas quotes here from the Aruch. The Aruch brings a raya from this sugya. Ba'aruch erech milas ches, hevi misugya zu, derav ilish yada sichas ha'ofos. He brings a raya that Rav Ilish understood the birds. V'kvar hisigu b'seder adoros, tekan mashma behefech. No, it's seder adoros is the opposite. It sees from here that he does not understand the language of the birds. So what's the Arab talking about? So, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichos Musar in Maimar Pei, he says, L'yashiv divrei arach ha-tamu, and the arach is tamua. What do you mean you see from here that he understood the birds? He says, look in the Marsha. The Marsha says, if he didn't trust the Orev, so because the Orev always lies, so how can he trust, forget the dove, but what about the guy? How can he trust him? Right? He doesn't trust people, right? Maybe this guy wanted to get him in trouble. So what's the answer? Explains Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. It must be, that's why the Aruch says it, it must be that he really knew the language, but he didn't trust himself. Because how often do we understand things differently when it relates to ourselves? When it relates to somebody else, it could be objective. But to us, we hear what we want to hear. And therefore, Rav Ilish understood the language of the birds. But he wasn't sure. So when he heard the Orev, you know, he still wasn't sure. But when he heard it already from the Yonah, but that's the Aruch. But the whole Musar is that because he knew that we're not objective with ourselves. We hear what we want to hear. Where does he talk about this? By Bilam. Bilam heard what he wanted to hear. Oh, yeah, go. Yeah, Bilam says, I want to go, I want to go, I want to go. A lot of times children, they hear what they want to hear. All of a sudden, we're having a conversation. But you said, I didn't say that at all. But it's what the children wanted to hear in between the lines of what we said. Oh, now that you said it. I never said that in the... But that's exactly what the message from Rav Ilish. Rav Ilish knew that human nature, and therefore he wanted to be objective, and that's why he asked somebody else. Okay, weiter. Says the Mishnah. Ve'elochin svarim filin a mezuzas minovdik achavim yesrak de demayim. You can't buy svarim back also more than from what they're worth. Mipnei tikkun ha'olam, because tikkun ha'olam, because again they're going to go, and Rashi says they're going to go and take more svarim from us if they see we pay a lot for it. Amar le Rav Budya le Rav Ashi, yesrak de demayim hudein lochin. You can't pay more habechde demayim lochin, but you can pay the actual price. Shma mina, why are you buying back the svarim anyway from the guy? It must be, say for Torah, shenimsam, yarav dekachavim korinbo. It must be that you could buy it back to use it. So the Gemara says, no raya, meaning even if you don't know where it was written, no raya, dilma lignos. Maybe we're not sure whether it has kedusha sefer Torah or not, but we have to be machmir, so just to buy it back just in case, in order to put it away, in order to be gonezit. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, we don't have time to get into it right now, in Arachayim Dala Lamaches, we mentioned this in the past, where there was a Torah that was salvaged from the Nazis, and the question is, do you have a chiv to bury it, like we have to do with Geniza, or are you allowed to put it into some type of museum, in order to be mefarsim the rishus of the Rishoyim? Is that a bizayin Torah? You have to be gonezit, or to have it out to show people how what they did. So Rav Moshe's, I don't know if it's Mekel or Machmir, he paskins that it's okay. It's Kavod HaTorah to show them what they did so that it doesn't happen again, or that you see what the Rishon did and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. Right, it's Pirsum HaNeis. There's a lot of elements that could be behind that. Period. Amar of Nachman, Naktinon. Again, these lines are chock full, but you have to touch on them. Naktinon, Sefer Torah, Shekasvu Min Yisareif, a Sefer Torah that you knew for sure was written by a Min. Yisareif has to be burned. What is a Min? Rashi quotes here, Ha'aduk Ba'avodas Kochavim. Somebody's over there with a Zara, Kilgon Komer, like a priest. If you look in the Kisve Yad of the Ritva, the other Ritva here, he says, Min stands for Ma'mine Yeshu Hanotzri, or Mitalmida Yeshu Hanotzri, Kagon Rishe Yisrael Shoei Mitalmida Yeshu Hanotzri, Umishtatim Shem Shemayim Bedavar Acher, Vehem Darshan Kol HaTorah Lefi Daitom L'Shem Yeshu, Tiahu Vade L'Shem Avodah Zarah Kasvei. So, it might have been some censorship here, what exactly is Min. But that's the Ritva in the Kisve Yad here says it explicitly. So, Sefer Yad Shekasvu Min Yisarev, Kisvu, Ovdei Kochavim Yiganes. A Min is worse. Ovdei Kochavim Stamagai. So, maybe, you don't know. Maybe he wrote it properly, maybe he didn't. Right, Rashi quotes here, maybe it's a Sfek Sveika. Right, actually that's going to be the next line. Here he says, maybe he wrote it. Nimsa Biyan Min. What if you find it? You don't know who wrote it. A Min has it, then Yiganes. Nimsa Biyan Ovdei Kochavim. Amila Yiganes v'Amila Korinbo. Some say you can even read from it, because that's the Sfek Sveika. Maybe Yisrael wrote it, and even if a guy wrote it, maybe he wrote it L'Shem Shamayim. Sefer Torah Shekasvu Ovdei Kochavim, a Sefer Torah that was written by a non-Jew. Tani Chada Yisareif, V'Tani Idach Yiganes, V'Tani Idach Korinbo. Three different brises. Lokasha, that it's all three different opinions. Haditani Yisareif, the one who says that a Sefer Torah that a guy wrote, you have to burn. Rebbe Lazari, to Amar Stam Machshava Ovdei Kochavim, Lavodes Kochavim. He holds that Stam Machshava of a non-Jew is to his Avodah Zarah, of an idolater. Haditani Yiganes, the middle opinion that says you have to bury it. Haitanahi, it's the following opinion. Ditani Rav Hamnuna, Berei Derava Mi Pashronya, Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzos. Shekasvan Masur, Ovdei Kochavim. A master, somebody who gives over a malshin, Ovei Kochavim, Ve'eved, Isha, Ve'katan, Ve'kusi, Ve'Yisrael Mumar, Psulin. All these Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah. All these people are not mechuyev bedavar, and therefore you cannot. It's not kosher, and therefore you have to bury it. Shneimar ukshartam uchzavtam. Kosher yeshna b'kshira, yeshna b'ksiva. Whoever has the chiyev of putting on tefillin can write tefillin. V'kosher einu b'kshira, einu b'ksiva. And whoever does not have the chiyev does not write it, and therefore it has kedusha, but you can't use it. It wasn't fully created, the Chepsa Shal Mitzvah, therefore you have to bury it. That's the middle opinion. And we'll get back to that line. V'yadat Tanya Korinbo, and the third opinion, Haitan, holds like the following opinion to Tanya. Lokhin Svarim Min Ovdei Kochavim B'chomakom, you can buy this farm from them anywhere. B'vach Yuk Suvin Kilchasan. As long as they have been written properly, then you can use them even. U'maisav Ovdei Kochavim Echad B'tzitan Sheikosiv Svarim V'hidir Shungam Leo Likach Mimenu. Rabbi Shungam Leo allowed you to buy from him. Right? So therefore, you see, that's the third opinion. Stop there for a minute. There is a famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam quoted right here in Tosus. Tosus, Dibur Maskil Kol. Rov Rishonim reject Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara says that a woman cannot write Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. The Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam says, he extends this to any mitzvah that a woman is not obligated in. She cannot create that Chetzah Shel mitzvah. For example, tzitzis. Tzitzis, says Rabbeinu Tam, a woman cannot make tzitzis. Mikanam Rabbeinu Tam, de'ein isha ogedes lulav. She can't be ma'aged the lulav. Fa'oset tzitzis, kiva delo mifkada. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says here, quoted in Tosfos, and Rov Rishonim argue. The A Nira says Tosfos. Tzitzis, right? It's a specific, we exclude a guy elsewhere. No, it's not a, he's mufka. But an isha, v'dafka b'sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah, d'chsivu k'shar d'muchsavtam darshin and hachi. But not by the others. That is a machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch talks about it. Maybe there's a lechadchila to go like Rabbeinu Tam, but either way, that is an important shita to be aware of. Let's just finish this up and then make one more comment. For Reb Shimon Gamliel, so what did we just say? Reb Shimon Gamliel allowed them to buy the Sefer Torah from a guy. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Ibur Lishma Boy, Ksibur Lishma Loboy, he allows the guy to write the Sefer Torah. Means he doesn't require Lishma, but he requires the tanning of the cloth to be Lishma. Could you have that? The Ibud has to be Lishma, but not the Ksiva? Titania, because after all, we learned in the Brisa. Tzipans of, if I want to make golden tefillin. Oshetala land or behema tameya, or I cover them with the skin of a non-kosher animal, psulos. Right, that's pasul. Or behema taharek sheros. You have to use the skin of a kosher animal, even if it wasn't shechted. But it has to be a kosher animal. V'yavu bishloi adon lishman, that's the Tanakama. The ibud, the tanning process of getting the hides ready to use, that does not have to be done lishma. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer afilo or behema taharek psulos achi yab don lishman. So is it possible that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds you need ibud lishma, even though you don't need ksiva lishma? Amar Abba Bar Shmuel, beger shachazar lusuro. In the case where he says that it works, doesn't mean like a guy. It means in a case where there was a Jew that converted, it was a guy that converted, he became a Jew, and now he started going back to act like a guy. That's where we say he could still create the Lishma. But you're right, the Nachinami. He can't, a regular guy cannot. Lusuro, kochik adavile min. Doesn't that turn into a min, a heretic then? Ravashi, shechazal lusuro mishum yira. No, it was mishum yira. It was because maybe the other nations, the rest of his country was like making him scared, we're gonna kill you unless you become a guy again. So it was mishum yira. And Tosfos here discusses this Tosfos ad, what do we hold about ibur lishma? Different parts. There's different shitas, and then we showed him what parts of the cloth require ibud lishma. The Rambam has a fascinating shita. He says there's a difference between the or of the ritzuos and the or of the batim, and the or that you write the cloth on. Right? There's three different oros. So he's for the ritzuos you need lishma. The Rambam has a interesting shita. You would think the ritzuos are like secondary, but the Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillin Paragimel Halacha Tezvav. He says that the or of the or ritzuos tzorech ibdo lishman aval or shemachapin bo that you cover with eino tzorech abdo lishma. And amazing that that might have a higher level. Either way, Tana Rabbanan, finishing up to the Mishnah, ma'alin b'demein arkadei tarpik. You could pay a little more, a drop more. My tarpik amar of sheshet istira. Right, you could pay a little more, not more than that. Hahi tayasa da'aisi chaisa. There was a certain Arab merchant that had a pair of tefillin, a bag of tefillin. She came in front of Abaya. Amar la, he says to her, Yavisli resh resh batamri, I'll give you a couple of dates. He didn't want to pay too much for them. I'll give you a couple of dates. She was all upset. Yamal yizira, she got angry. The shakla shah, the tinu benara, she took the whole bag and threw it into the river. That's what you offer me. For these tefillin, a couple of dates? Amar, Abaya realizes his mistake. Lo ibayli lezil zulinhu ba'apa kulehai. I shouldn't have been mezazel her so much. And therefore, I take the responsibility for that on myself. Again, there's a lot here that we could talk about. Just one final point. The Chashuke Chemed here discusses, he's talking about a guy and kosel guy and geirus. What happens if somebody finds out, when he's an older person, that he's not Jewish? Adam shegadal ki Yehudi, v'chashev shuki Yehudi, nodol lefeta she'imo haita nachriya, she didn't have a correct conversion. What's the first thing that you should do? So he quotes this from Tshuvas, he quotes from Rabbi Azriel Toiber, talks about this Shaila, and he says he was asked the Shaila by Rav Pinkus. And Rav Toiber says that he answered he would run right away to go convert. And Rav Pinkus says, no, I'd run somewhere else first. There's a mitzvah that only a goy could do and not a Jew. So I would go do that mitzvah first and then I would convert. Which mitzvah? Being makriv in Ola on a bama. He says, you look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, Nachrim mutarim lagrim olos l'shem b'chol makom. V'ushi yakrivu bama sheyivnu. You got to build a bama, be makar v'karban ola, and then convert. Even at a time of Isser Bamas. So that's what Rapinka says that he would do. But then the Shaila is, let's say you built a bama. And how he thought of this, right? Are you allowed to destroy that bama? Or it was built l'shem shamayim, right? It was built. You say like it was a goy could write a Torah. Goy could write a Torah, it could have Kedusha. So maybe the goy that built the bama, l'shem shamayim. Maybe you can't destroy it or not. That Rav Shlomo Kluger brings a raya from our Gemara that maybe you would not be able to destroy a bama built by a goy because it's like the Sefer Torah that was written by a goy. If you know that he was l'shem shamayim, it would have Kedusha. Okay. Anyway, we'll stop here. But Hashem, we'll continue with the next Mishnah, the next Takana, in the coming days. Okay, we'll stop here.